They had been waiting for me to resume contact, hoping that by some indiscretion I would reveal my location. It had almost worked. It took me a few minutes to find Zebra's number, remembering that she had called herself Taryn before revealing the name used by her contacts in the sabotage movement. I had no idea if Taryn was a common first name in Chasm City, but for once, luck was on my side. There were less than a dozen people with that as first name. There was no need to phone them all, since the phone showed me a map of the city and only one number was anywhere near the chasm. The connection was much swifter than the one to the hospice, but it was far from instantaneous, and still plagued by episodes of static, as if the signal had to worm along a continent-spanning telegraphic cable rather than jump through a few kilometers of smog-laden air.
"Tanner, where are you? Why did you leave?"
I paused, on the verge of telling her I was near Grand Central Station, if that was not adequately obvious from the view behind me.
"No, I'd better not. I think I trust you, Zebra, but you're too close to the game. It's better if you don't know."
"You think I'd betray you?"
"No, although I wouldn't blame you if you did, but I can't risk anyone finding out via you."
"Who's left to find out? You did a fairly comprehensive job on Waverly, I hear."
Her striped face filled the screen, monochrome skin tone offset by the bloodshot pink of her eyes. He played the game from both sides. He must have known it would get him killed sooner or later.
"He may have been a sadist, but he was one of us."
What was I supposed to do? Smile nicely and ask them to desist? A warm squall of harder rain lashed out of the sky, and I moved under the ledged side of a building for protection, cupping my hand over the phone, Zebra's image dancing like a reflection in water. I had nothing personal against Waverly, in case you wondered, nothing that a warm bullet wouldn't have fixed.
"You didn't use a bullet, from what I heard."
"He put me in a position where killing him was my only option, and I did it efficiently, in case you were wondering." I spared her the details of what I had found when I caught up with Waverly on the ground. It would not change anything to know he had been harvested by the mulch.
"You're quite capable of looking after yourself, aren't you?
I began to wonder when I found you in that building. Mostly they don't even make it that far. Certainly not if they've been shot.
Who are you, Tanner Mirabel?"
"Someone trying to survive," I said. "I'm sorry about what I took from you. You took care of me and I'm grateful. And if I can find a way of repaying you for that and the things I took, I will."
"You didn't have to go anywhere," Zebra said.
"I said I'd offer you sanctuary until the game was over. I'm afraid I had business I had to attend to." "It was a mistake. The last thing Zebra needed to know about was the business with Ryvich, but now I had invited her to speculate about just what it would take to bring a man out of hiding."
"The odd thing is," she said, "I almost believe you when you say you'll pay me back. I don't know why. But I think you're a man of your word, Tanner."
"You're right," I said, "and I think one day it'll be the death of me."
"What's that meant to mean?"
"Never mind. Is there a hunt tonight, Zebra? I thought you might know, if anyone would."
"There is," she said after consideration, "but I don't see how it concerns you, Tanner. Haven't you learnt your lesson yet? You're lucky to be alive."
I smiled. "I guess I'm just not sick enough of Chasm City yet." I returned the rented phone to its owner and considered my options. Zebra's face and the timbre of her voice lurked behind every conscious thought. Why had I called her? There had been no reason for it except to apologize, and even that was pointless, a gesture more aimed at ameliorating my conscience than aiding the woman from whom I had stolen. I had been well aware how much my betrayal would hurt her, and well aware that I was not going to be able to pay her back.